This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we have a double pass to give away to see Work the World, the RuPaul Drag Race Queens, hosted by Marcel Visage, on the 8th of February here at the Palais Theatre. It's a huge tour travelling the world, and we have a double pass for you to go and see it. All you've got to do is let us know your favourite drag queen name. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, just like Craig from Paran did, whose drag name is Connie Sir. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the last week. But now it's time for
Robbie's Reality Roundup. Do it again.
Did you get your own intro wrong?
Do it again. Shh, nobody heard it. Robbie's Reality TV Roundup.
Also featuring Beck down from the bench.
Yay.
How are you, Beck?
I'm good. I'm glad you're back, Robbie, because I don't feel like... I mean, Dean was great, but I just don't feel like there was the level of reality television... You know,
yeah.
We had a different guest every week, and it's safe to say that it was me and Beck, and everyone else was just like, "Hi."
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, one day we just talked about Neighbours.
Yeah, and I was very here for that. Yeah,
it's very unlike you, Beck.
It was a great set of holiday fun on Neighbours.
No, it's good to get the gang back. I know what you mean. Dean loves reality TV, but not quite in the tragic way that we do.
Correct.
I like tragic television, just not yet.
And also, what's great is at the end of last year, remember we were like, "Oh, there's not much reality on."
Yeah, well, bam, 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 it's back, baby. And it's all been kicked off by I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, which went very early this year.
As soon as the new year happened,
bam, straight into it.
Well, they did, like diving in straight, January 5th. You know what I love as well? Channel 10 have a matching dollar for dollar all of the donations made for the winner. Because before it was coming on, I was sitting there talking to my friends going, is this going to be poor form? I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. They're stuck in South Africa.
There was a bit of discussion around how they're going to handle it, because we don't want to take the money away from the celebs charities at all. So they've done the A++ thing, which is all that money is still going to go to the celebs charities, and Channel 10 themselves will match it dollar to dollar,
which I think is fantastic, which means we just have to watch more Neighbours.
Yes. What are we thinking about the celebrities going in? Of course, every year it's not celebrities enough. And
I love the drama that people have online about, I don't know who this person is. I don't know. Are they really a celebrity? It's like, it's time for you to calm down.
Don't you think people online, though, it's like a badge of honour if they don't know who they are?
I know, right?
I literally know every single person I've seen by face, name and birthday.
The only one I didn't know was the Geordie Shore one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how do I not know her? Like when I did some Googling, I'm like, how do I not know
Charlotte
this?
Crosby from Geordie Shore. She was on there for 12 years.
But that's what I mean. How did
she
I not know it was her?
Best.
And then I researched more, I'm like, no, why do I not know? No.
I think she had brown hair, though.
I don't think I could put it together from, yeah.
So I was a Geordie Shore fan from way back.
Shocked.
I know. So Charlotte, when I saw her, I was like, yes. And she's amazing. She's a hot mess. I mean, she's grown up a bit now, but she used to do things like wee in the sink.
Yeah, hey, we've all been there.
Yeah, well, look, not for me to judge.
She got in trouble on last night's episode for washing herself in the dish sink.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, no, she the shower wasn't good enough, so she got in the actual sink where they wash the dishes and washed her hair under the tap
What's wrong with that?
And then,
you're in the bush.
True.
Like, really?
Yeah. She had a bathing suit on, and anyway, they made a bigger deal out of it than it was, and she marched into the hut and said, talked to the producers and said, I didn't do this, because they said that she was washing below the waist, which she wasn't doing. Oh. But it was quite funny.
So you're saying she didn't want... No, I'm just teasing.
I love her, and also, she has a blossoming love story.
Yeah,
in the jungle.
What's great about this is she knows how to make reality television.
And she knows how to make me happy. There is nothing I love more than two people from different reality TV shows coming together and falling in love on a third reality show.
She does have a little bit of a love interest with Ryan from Maths, Married at First Sight. He didn't have much luck on that show.
He did not.
So, you know, there's a little bit of a budding sort of flirtatious thing happening.
Well, they'd been talking on the socials before they went into the jungle. Ooh. Because when they got there, they recognised each other and everyone was like, do you know each other? And they're like, no, we were just like chatting on the socials.
Well, Beck, my research, my whole 45 Ooh. Minutes of research before the show has unveiled.
Is that what you were doing on the computer?
That's what I'm always doing on the computer. Is apparently, so they've really harked up this. You know, we were talking on the socials. He left a comment on one of her photos. She never responded. Apparently, he messaged her and she blanked him too. So, yeah.
That's even better.
I think she's right up for a showmance, though, isn't she?
And I am too. I did a tweet about them and I got 256 likes. So that tells me Australia is also up for a bit of romance.
It also tells me you might be on the next season of Celebrity.
Oh, my God, I would love... No, I want a Bachelorette with Bechdel.
Oh, my God, I would love it. Boys, apply now.
That would be great.
Now, I don't know if you saw, she was a part of the trial where she had to... they had to climb the stairs. It's called Elephant's Knot and there was all this slimy stuff coming down and they had to climb these plastic stairs. Now, she has been accused of pulling a publicity stunt. Her pants fell down.
Never.
Her pants fell down during the thing, but apparently eagle-eyed viewers have noticed that she pulls them down just before she goes up.
Of course she does.
Well, yeah, like you've got to get the viewers viewing
and
as
I
much as you can.
And I support that. Like, do what you do. Get votes. Get money. It's for charity.
It's reality TV. If you don't know how to play the game, you know, and Rhonda knew how to play the game as soon as she went in.
And, hey, look, we're all talking about her.
Rhonda Birchmore's legs, my God.
I know.
It's my birthday in a week and a half, and please give me Rhonda Birchmore's legs for
She's
my birthday.
She's bringing some real credibility.
I love her.
Of young
She's
ruffians.
Great. She's fantastic.
Is. Now, the rumours are that Charlotte's been paid $1 million for this.
Not a penny too little, I would suggest. Give
Which
her
I love.
$2 mil.
I love it. We've only ever heard numbers like that with I'm a Celebrity being thrown around when Shane Warne got paid $1.2 million.
What it means, though, is they'll keep her in there for a long time, which I'm here for.
Yeah, probably.
Do you feel like there's anyone that's just not quite hitting the mark in the jungle yet?
There was one person on there I did not know. Nikki, the comedian.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know of Nikki. I didn't know Tanya Hennessy too much.
Oh, no, really? I knew her from the YouTubes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know a lot of the social media.
She's
people,
recently but... bought out a makeup brush line in Priceline and everything's named after bread. So, like, the blush brush is like baguette blush or something and, like,
I quite like
toast
her.
Eyeshadow brush.
She's very funny. She's
I know
quite
a lot of
witty.
Unnecessary information.
I mean, if
world.
Anyone that's listened to The Bench would know that.
Yeah, good point. Thank you. Thank you, Dean.
Can I share with you a theory that I have about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Please do immediately.
So we're still waiting for two of the clues, people to come in with two of the clues. One of them was a painter who is skilled in the art of deception and something else.
I was going to make an inappropriate joke, but I won't. I'll do it off air.
Skilled in the art of deception and I can't remember what the other... There was a third clue that led me to believe. I think it's going to be a drag queen.
Oh.
There is talk
Cornyat.
On... Maybe Courtney Act. There is actually talk on Facebook that in one of the many fan groups that I'm in that it could be Art Simone. Now wouldn't that be crazy?
Art is going away for 6 weeks. What? No, but Art's actually going to the Americas or maybe to Perth. But wouldn't if it was Art Simone
just for the same amount of time that the show's on?
If it was Art Simone,
but
that
artist
would be
like that's
artist. It could be Karen from Finance.
But what
going
I love is that all these housewives from the burbs are going Art Simone. She's become a household name.
That's actually great.
That's fantastic.
Really camp. And you know what?
But imagine having to be in drag in the jungle, like the amount of melting of that.
They
makeup.
Would have to.
She wouldn't be in drag the whole time.
No, she couldn't be.
You go
surely.
In drag. It's like when Courtney did Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. She did drag for some nights, the eviction nights and stuff, and that was about it.
What if they didn't have a mirror?
Further to that, my conspiracy theory, what I think is really happening here is that secretly, without telling us yet, Channel 10 have bought the rights to Drag Race AU and they're going to trial us with a host, perhaps, maybe, on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Wow.
What do you think?
I mean, I think you've overthought
it. It's a lot.
I'm not going to lie.
It's very unlikely, but I love it.
You've thought about this more than I think about Dr. Chris Brown topless, and that is a lot.
God, I love them.
Oh,
Julia
my God.
And Chris.
Chris and Julia. Like, just...
National
I want to be best friends with them.
They do nothing but make me giggle.
I just love their dynamic.
Yeah.
So good. It's almost as good as me and Dave on the bench every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Almost as good.
What a plug.
Yeah.
We have plenty more to talk about after this. Plenty more goss and celebrity.
Do you know what I'm waiting for, though? I'm a gay celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and it's just at the Peel at 4 a.m.
You've got a great idea, speaking of I'm a
Celebrity. Oh, we have. We are going to do I'm a Joy Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for Radiothon. We've just got to figure out how.
I mean,
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.